So that is really it. And we would love to hear from you if you have questions or feedback or comments. Yes, Lois.
You might not want to do this at this workshop, but maybe after that, are there listings of really good early childhood books that you had?
Yeah. Do you want to address? I think you know more than I do.
Well, yeah, there are. I mean, there are many publications. Young Child, the NACI publication, pulled together a really nice focus on mathematics booklet. What they did is they pulled all the math-related articles over the past 8 years into one volume, and you can get it, you know, through NACI. And there is a really wonderful list of children's books for math. Marilyn Burns is a wonderful elementary math educator, and she's published several books of organized by chapter of, you know, if you read this book, here's activities you can do with it. There are a lot of resources out there.
Marilyn Burns.
B-U-R-N-S. And Mary Hines Berry from here has a wonderful list of books.
Oh, yes. Yeah. She's one of our instructors.
Yes.
Did they say Marilyn Burns.
B-U-R-N-S.
We have a question back here.
So what is your opinion of Murphy?
Of what?
Of Stuart Murphy, the author.
That's the series.
It's the Math Start series.
Yeah.
There's an author called Murphy Stewart who has a series of books called Math Start, and they are explicitly mathematics. And some are stronger than others, but in general, I find that kids are more likely to engage when it's a good story. The first step is find a book that's got compelling illustrations, a great story, something that's going to suck the kids into the stories. And some of his don't really meet that bar. They're a little didactic because they're so just written to teach a math concept. They may not be, you know, pass the mustard as great literature. Now, that's not true for all of his books. There's a few, like there's the one we have with socks.
Oh, A Pair of Socks.
A Pair of Socks. That's it was illustrated by Lois Ellert, you know, wonderful. And it's just a beautiful, you know, very simple story about a puppy who's lost a sock and he goes and tries to find a match. And, you know, it's a great beginning algebra story to share. But some of his other ones are not so strong.
On the other hand, I think it's great to have some books in classrooms that are targeting mathematics just to get teachers thinking about it and people talking about it. I don't think they do a ton of harm.
It gives ideas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, well, and the kind of teaching that we're trying to advocate for takes a really great teacher. You have to be really, you know, you have to work hard. You have to care about it. You have to think. You have to be willing to come in and learn. You know, and not everybody has time or wants to do that or has access to anything that can help them do that. So, you know, anything in their hands is good.
It's better than nothing. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Any last questions?
So with the correlation, the other countries that we have higher scores at the beginning, so their early childhood education, has anybody researched that?
Well, it's nice that you should ask. We got an additional small grant so that we can put on a symposium this spring on international early mathematics education, because there are some places where people are trying to look at what's being done internationally at this early level, but it's sort of a new area. I can't say that I know too much yet myself, but we're going to have a symposium here in April.
Mm-hmm. It begs Absolutely. The question, right? What are they doing? Yeah.
Yeah, what's mm-hmm. going on?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to be April 16th, 17th and 18th. It's a Friday and a Saturday, two full days here. It's our international symposium on early mathematics education. We have four guest speakers, two from Australia jointly presenting, one from Singapore, one from Japan, and a U.S. scholar who's done some cross-cultural research, U.S. and China.
Who are the presenters from Australia?
Joanne Mulligan and Lynn English. But we looked at people that you and I both know. Bob Perry and was the guy with the curriculum. Yeah. Yeah, we looked. Yeah, they were part of the discussion. Well, thanks everybody.
Thank
thanks
you
for coming.
Attending.